AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The white South Carolina police officer charged with murder for shooting an unarmed black man had an excessive force complaint against him filed by another unarmed black man in 2013, but was allowed to stay on the North Charleston police force. That man, Mario Givens, is talking to reporters now. Faden Santana shot video of Officer Thomas Slager's recent deadly shooting of Walter Scott. Santana told NBC's Today program he didn't know what to think when he saw it unfold.
Thought, you know, that he was going to die or that he was dead, you know. Never maybe thought that maybe one bullet would catch him, you know, and just fell to the ground. Never thought that, you know, how many bullets he was cashed by.
The State Department has sent the White House a review of whether Cuba should stay on a list of terrorism sponsor states. President Obama talked about that today in Jamaica.
Our interagency team will go through the entire thing and then present it to me with a recommendation. That hasn't happened yet.
Obama is in Jamaica ahead of going to the Summit of the Americas in Panama, where he will cross paths with Cuban leader Raul Castro. Iran's president is warning that approval of a conclusive nuclear framework depends on the lifting of all sanctions against it. AP correspondent Lee Keith fills us in.
The Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said that as Iran and the West negotiate a final deal, Iran will not sign any agreement unless all economic sanctions are totally lifted on the first day of the deal. In other words, an immediate end to sanctions.
More Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week. The Labor Department says weekly applications rose 14,000 to a seasonally adjusted 281,000. The increase happened after applications plummeted to match a 15-year low the previous week. This is AP Radio News. In Italy, a man on trial for fraudulent bankruptcy opened fire in Milan's courthouse, killing his lawyer, a co-defendant, and a judge. More from correspondent Charles Della Desma.
Italy's interior minister says the gunman who opened fire in Milan's courthouse has been caught trying to flee on a motorcycle. The gunman was in the courthouse for a bankruptcy proceeding. The building had been evacuated while police searched for the shooter, with women leaving first. Men left later after having their identification checked while police were posted at all exits. I'm Charles Della Desma.
Actress Taraji P. Henson is busy these days. She'll host Saturday Night Live this weekend. She stars as Cookie Lyon in the Fox series Empire. And now the Oscar-winning, Oscar-nominated actress is planning a book. Henson has a deal with the Simon & Schuster imprint 37 for an untitled book planned for a 2016 release. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.